see you, man. You're looking all right.
Thanks. My wife picked my outfit out. I kept the black pants, but she said, hey, you need to step out a little bit. She was reading all the stuff about Derek Mason. I said, now, honey, look, I'm a lot bigger than Derek Mason. I said, I don't know. But anyway, I tried a little something different here. We'll see.
Year two.
We're on the radio.
There you go.
Year two for you at your alma mater. And we know how important it is to you to get that program where you want it to be.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, you know, it's special. I mean, everywhere I've coached, I've always enjoyed coaching. But being back at your alma mater, it's extra special. You know, former teammates, all the guys that I've, you know, I've been there four different times as an assistant coach and also played there. So all those years, I've met so many former players and guys that I've coached. And you want it so bad for them, for the university, for the entire community. So, you know, we're excited and motivated to get this thing going.
I'm looking right now. I'm halfway through your roster. You got like 35, 40 guys from the state of Tennessee. Thank you.
Yes.
I tell you right now, thank you for doing that for these kids around here, because there's some hell of a football players around here.
There are, and we'll continue to do that. And, you know, obviously, Joe, I've coached in the state of Tennessee for 31 consecutive years. This will be my 31st season. And what I've seen, the transition of the state of Tennessee as far as recruiting, when I first started coaching back in 1988, 89 at Hendersonville High School,
right,
we were in the same district with Brentwood and Franklin High School were the only two schools in Williamson County. You had Smyrna, Laverne hadn't even opened yet. You know, Mount Juliet, that you had to drive all that area just to play a 3A schedule. Now one county has, you know, all those guys. So Williamson County, Rutherford County, Sumner County, you know, Wilson County, all those areas have just boomed. There's really, really good football players in the state of Tennessee and across the state. And having coached in the state 31 years, there's not many coaches I don't know. I've either coached with them, coached against them. You know, a lot of them I've coached. I'm getting at that age. A lot of them I've coached. I didn't want to bring that up, but I had to bring it up. But a lot of those guys I've coached, and they're now in high school coaching. So we always want to do a good job in the state of Tennessee. And we have a lot of guys on staff. I purposely hired guys like Bruce Hatfield,
right,
who, you know, coached at Hendersonville High School for 20-plus years, was a Tech alum, knows the mid-state area so well, the state of Tennessee so well. And not only does he know it well, he's well-respected, you know, and that means a lot. So we will continue to try to get as many guys as we can from the state of Tennessee, especially even the Upper Cumberland area. I think that's important. Anybody that's an hour and a half, two-hour drive, it really helps you with your fan base.
And Greg and I have talked about this, too, with you. You'd be hard-pressed to find another coach in the country who loves their school as much as you love Tennessee Tech.
Well, I do. I mean, I do. I make no bones about that. I almost get a little emotional even talking about it. You know, really want to see. And I do. I'm being honest. I'm straight-up guy. You know, I hurt for our program, you know, right now and where it's at. And we're going to get this thing going. And, you know, we purposely hired guys on staff that I knew would take a lot of pride in Tennessee Tech, that they wanted to be there. I think staff continuity is so important for us right now to get our program turned around. We have all of our coaches back from last season, which is huge. You know, and like I mentioned, a guy like Bruce Hatfield, a guy like Trey Lamb, you know, who played on the conference championship team there in 2011. Taylor Hennigan is our special teams coordinator. His dad, of course, Mike, was an All-American there, and then, of course, played at Tech, coached at Tennessee Tech. And so Taylor played at Tennessee Tech. They're the only father-son combination to ever win OVC championships. His dad won an OVC championship in 1972, and Taylor won one in 2011. As a player. So just having all those guys back is important for us, and we are motivated and excited to get our program going.
Tennessee Tech football coach Dwayne Alexander with us here at OVC Football Media Day. It's going to take several recruiting cycles. We know that back-to-back 1-10s, what you inherited and where you wanted to be. But, you know, you're talking about just the expansion of high school football in Tennessee. I contend also that sort of reflects itself, well, just all through this league. This isn't the league that Eastern Kentucky dominated for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years with Roy Kidd. Or it's not. It is so talented top to bottom, and like this past year, Jacksonville State, well, they're the gold standard right. now. SEMO got an at-large. Four or five years ago, it was a three-bid league. This is a tough league.
Yes, it is a tough league, and I think you're seeing, you know, I think the continuity in coaches has really helped people establish their programs. Mitch Stewart going into his fourth year, you know, Murray State had a turnaround last year, won some big games, and I think you're seeing that. Mark Elder be going into his fourth season as the coach at EKU. You know, Coach Gross has been at Jacksonville State all the years, had that continuity. Coach Tuke, you look, it took him a while to build his program the way he wanted.
Yeah, I was telling Joe how to pronounce Tukowitz a minute ago.
That's how. That's exactly how you do it. You don't try the
– Coach Tuke.
That's Coach Tuke. That's exactly right. And I think everybody knows who you're talking about when you say that. But, you know, you look, he had to – you know, early on, you know, 3 or 4 years there where they were, you know, trying to get it going. Last year they won 9 games, you know, knocked Jacksonville State off. So, I mean, you look at your league, you're exactly right. Jason Simpson's been there, you know, over 15 years. Rod Reed at TSU, outstanding players, outstanding talent. You know, you're going to see it week in and week out.
And, again, you know, I know Will Healy left and went to Charlotte, but it also he did it with a lot of local guys, state guys, and I keep coming back to it. What you're doing with these kids from Tennessee – You're finding these guys, you build the program, and you do it the right way. And I think it's hell, I'm a Tennessee Tech fan, and I played at another school a long time ago.
That's
so
right.
I like the passion that you have for these kids, and I think it's very compelling.
Well, I appreciate that. And I mean, and we do. I mean, I'm looking at no shortcuts. You know, this is not the first program I've taken over that experienced 0-10 or 1-10 or, you know, 2-9s before I took over. When I was the head coach at Wilson Central, I took over. They were coming off a 0-20, and I was the third coach in 3 years. Whenever I took over at Cumberland University as the head coach, they were coming off a 1-9 and a 2-10, you know, type deal.
Yeah.
When I took over, I was the third coach in 4 years. It had been Coach Moore, Coach Parker, than myself. You know, so you don't have to go in and turn it around, and you turn it around with really good young men that are really good football players, and you get really good coaches that are really good men, and you put it all together. There's really no shortcut to doing it. But the state of Tennessee, we certainly want our roster to reflect that.
Here's where I see where Tennessee Tech, it starts at the top at any school. And your school president, Phil Oldham, Mark Wilson, who's a good buddy on top of everything else. I think the world of Mark. Facilities are improving. So there's that forward momentum, and it starts from the top and brings it all the way down.
Well, it certainly does. You know, you have to have that relationship anywhere you're at. I mean, it's all relevant to wherever you're at. You know, I think corporations will tell you the same thing. High school, you got to have a good principal. You know, a good director of school is a good principal. You know, at the high school level to succeed, at the college level, you got to have a president that's supportive, an athletic director supportive. And both of those guys, Dr. Phil Oldham and Mark Wilson, both of them, really, I can pick up my cell phone and call anytime. I mean, anytime, 24/7. We communicate regularly. You know, we got a president of the university that's very accessible, always around. He wants to see our university succeed. And, you know, those are key ingredients, and we certainly have those things in place.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be fun. So you're for every Tennessee Tech game, including Sanford, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I think so because, look, Greg and I love high school football.
Sure.
And you love high school football.
Absolutely.
So to see these guys we cover on Friday nights and you give them opportunity on Saturdays, I think it's a beautiful thing. Because for so long, Coach, these kids in this area were overlooked.
Yes.
And nobody cared about it. Tennessee's not any good in high school football, but that narrative's changed completely.
Oh, it has changed a lot. I think, you know, when you look, too, at our state, I mean, our state's got 4.5 million people in it. It's a unique geographic state. From Kingsport to Memphis is 8.5 hours. You know, from north to south, it's only an hour and a half, you know, 90-plus miles. So we're unique geographic as far as that goes. But, you know, there's a lot of really good football. You look at the Memphis area, the guys that come out of there. You look in the mid-state area now, like I said, all those counties, Davidson County and all the counties that touch Davidson County, East Tennessee, you know, the Chattanooga area. You know, there's a lot of really good football. You can get in really, what I said, on a tank of gas, you know, and drive around and find some really, really good football players. And I think, you know, there's a lot of Tech alums. You know, we have our university, you know, has been here since 1915. There's a lot of principals, assistant principals, coaches out there that went to Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps anytime you go in the door. Our president this past year went around and visited, tried to visit every high school in the state of Tennessee, tried to go around the different school systems and meet directors of schools and principals and
that's
things
great.
Like that. And I think that's important.
He's just trying to get mileage.
There you go. That's right. That's right. You said that. I did.
I want to ask this because this is not kind of different, but to get all these kids on campus during the high school state championships and fans and parents and all, I think that's valuable.
Oh, it's huge. It's valuable in a lot of ways. First of all, just the state championship games. If you come to play in a state championship game, it's a positive experience. You're there because you're playing in a state championship game. So that's a huge moment, you know, a crowning moment, one of those you'll never forget. And, you know, we take a picture every year for our media guide of everybody that's played in a state championship game, and we get all those guys. And that picture every year has 18, 20 guys in it, you know, which is awesome. The other big thing is leading up to the playoffs or even during spring practices when teams scrimmage. For example, Knox Catholic and Murfreesboro Oakland came and scrimmaged at Tennessee Tech in the spring. Why? Because, first of all, it's a good place to meet. But, secondly, both teams, I heard both coaches after the scrimmage say, guys, we want to be back here in December.
That's great.
During the playoff season, we get a lot of teams that want to come for a walkthrough. As they're traveling maybe from Knoxville to go play somewhere in Nashville or vice versa, they'll want to stop by, get a walkthrough. So, guys, in 2 weeks, we want to be back here. You know, and we have unbelievable amount of requests. And, of course, you know, with myself, Coach Hatfield, and a lot of the coaches we have with Mid-State Connections or State of Tennessee Connections, they feel like they can call us. We've got a big eight-way scrimmage coming up here. Eight teams, and all of them are former Tennessee Tech players that are going to meet and scrimmage at Tennessee Tech here
that's
in early
great.
August. You know, and that's awesome. And we looked up during spring practice many times, and we've got all kind of, you know, former Tech players that are coaching in the Mid-State area, you know, that are coming back, that are now high school coaches, that are coming back to our scrimmages and practices, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful campus. We love going up there in December for the state championship game. The people of Cookeville, my best friend from high school is Chuck Sparks. I don't know if you know Chuck. He's there. It's a hidden gem. Hell, I should run for mayor.
You know, you know,
we got to get him in the marketing department, Thomas. We got to get this guy.
He's a great outdoorsman.
That's right. So, you're right between Center Hill and Dale Hollow. That's exactly right.
I won't see you up there until the very last game. TSU doesn't come up there.
That's right.
So nothing like November 23rd up on the plateau.
You never know what you're going to get. It could be 70. It could be 7. You don't know.
I've driven up there and then slid back.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Dwayne, hey, good luck. You know, we're pulling for you.
I know you are. Thanks, guys. You know, I appreciate it.
We are.
I really do.